This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
For Thanksgiving, we reveal some of Billboard's greatest pop stars of the 21st century, and now they have released the top three, okay? Drum roll, please, all right?
Mm-hmm. Beating on my ass.
All right. Coming in at number two was... Well, I'll do number three first. Coming in at number three, Rihanna.
Ooh.
Okay, that's good. Coming in at number two.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think? Number two. Mm.
Taylor.
Who do you think, Tommy? Steve Jr.?
I don't know what 21st Taylor. Century is. What that mean? The 2000s?
Yeah, well, the century we're in right now.
Right now.
Oh, that's Beyonce.
Okay.
Number two?
She's number one, ain't she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Asked for number two.
Yeah, I asked for number two. Yeah. Okay, you guys got it. Rihanna number three. Taylor Swift number two. Yeah. Carly, you were right.
Yeah.
And Beyonce number one.
Queen B.
Mm-hmm. She holds the number one spot as the greatest pop star of the 21st century, according to Billboard. Now, it sparked mixed reactions from pop music fans.
I bet it did. Little tight, folks.
Yeah, but Billboard wrote in an accompanying article, few artists this period can match Beyonce in any of the most critical basic categories of pop stardom: commercial success, performance abilities, critical acclaim, and accolades, industry influence, iconic cultural moments, and absolutely no one can equal her in all of them.
Now,
all right?
Now, Taylor Swift got the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift
got
concert numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But... did you say performance?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody
performance
bad like
abilities.
B.
Yeah.
No, ain't nobody bad
right.
like B.
That's
B
right.
is the Michael Jackson
mm-hmm.
of entertainment.
Yeah.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
No, that girl right there, man. She everything.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift can't even dance. I seen her video.
Drake is number four. Lady Gaga is number five.
Oh, gosh.
You can check out the whole list if you want on Billboard.com.
Hey, so has Drake lost credibility since he's suing the record company?
Yes, it's weird how he's handling this whole Kendrick Lamar beef thing. Suing the company, saying that... Yeah. I don't understand what he's trying to do.
Well, you just shouldn't have got in that. You know, if that ain't what you're talking, Sugar Honey Iced Tea ain't what you do. Then just once you got to take that L, you got to take that L.
And let it go.
Listen, it's like me taking a math test.
Is it, Tom?
When I get the F,
yeah.
What is I'm suing the teacher for? I know good and hell well it ain't what I do.
Point well taken, Steve Harvey.
You know, now you in the trash talking with hood cats. See, Drake ain't really no, you know, he ain't come from no really.
Canada, right?
Yeah,
he's from Canada. Kendrick Lamar's from Compton.
Canada.
Canada, Compton.
Yeah. All right.
They don't have real graffiti in Canada. They have art.
All right, so moving on. We have an update on Bishop T.D. Jakes following the shocking health crisis he experienced during a live stream at the Potter's House Church. This was at service about a week ago. As Bishop Jakes sat on a stool delivering his sermon, he stopped talking and began to shake. Moments later, he was carried away by some of his church members. Well, this past Sunday, Bishop Jakes let us know that he's doing a lot better. He addressed his congregation by video and received a standing ovation. He said, quote, "Many of you don't realize that you're looking at a miracle. I faced a life-threatening calamity, and I was rushed to the ICU unit. Had emergency surgery and survived the surgery. I'm back." Well, there you go.
Yeah, good for you, man.
We're happy for that.
Nobody said what, huh?
Mm-mm. No, and neither did he.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are saying he had a stroke, you know. But anyway, he didn't say that.
Prayer of healing. Good.
Yeah, just
good.
Yeah. Quick.
Good. Yes, recovery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally, according to TMZ, a search warrant at O.J. Simpson's former bodyguard's house led police to find a thumb drive that allegedly had a voice recording of O.J. Simpson confessing to the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman back in 94 and implicating an unknown third party in the murders. O.J. was charged and acquitted of all charges in what has been named the trial of the century. The thumb drive was found in a backpack belonging to Simpson's bodyguard after he was arrested in 2022.
I knew he did it. Yeah, I wasn't no, I ain't kind of. Yeah. I didn't even know what a thumb drive was. Mm-hmm. But I knew he did it. Because who else? Mm-hmm. All this we got in police work. Who else?
Yeah.
And that glove in the backyard, if it don't fit, you must have quit. Yeah. I knew it was dried out. It wasn't, he ain't even try to put it on good.
But you did say
I know he did it because somebody found a Heisman trophy in the bushes.
So now that we got this thumb drive, what are we going to do? Retry him? What does this mean?
Well, we can't. Obviously, we can't do that.
I mean, hard to do.
I don't know what the surprise is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I've always
thought
he did it.
Well, his actual confessing,
And I didn't give a damn how black he was.
Yeah. All right.
I know when somebody did something, especially if you black. I really do know when you did something.
All right.
Because having told several lies myself, I can always tell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.